Hi, I'm Zena Rawanduzi. I just graduated from Texas A&M University. I'm now working as a postdoc with Dr. Byrne. My presentation is on haplotype discovery for phenological trait in peaches. Little background on peaches. Peaches and nectarine belong to this family. They were domesticated in China. They both consider the third most important temperate fruit globally in terms of production. China is the main producer for peaches in the world, then followed by Spain, Italy, and Greece. In the United States, California is the main producer for peach, which produce about 70% of the total production, then followed by South Carolina, Georgia, and New Jersey. So, peach fruit is soft-fleshed and highly perishable with limited market life. As for health benefit, peach contains antioxidants, which have a potential effect against several diseases like atherosclerosis, inflammation, and cancer. Also, peaches is used as a model for genetic studies for Rosetta crab because it has a short juvenile period and a small genome size. Phenological traits are important for a breeder to enhance environmental adaptation and to extend harvest season, and for growers to optimize orchard operation and economic value. The overall objective of my study were to identify QTL of phenological traits, bloom date, ripening date, and fruit development period. Second, to estimate QTL genotypes for important breeding parents. And lastly, to identify the haplotype linked to the productive SNP markers. The germplasm that used in this study is medium lochial, peach, and nectarine of seven interrelated F1 families, including 12 founders and seven parents. They were budded into Nemagard peach rootstocks and planted in two locations, Texas, College Station, Texas, and Fowler, California. And College Station is has the medium chill, humid and warm climate, while Fowler, California is characterized by high chill, arid, warm days and cool nights. This is the pedigree map of the seven populations that used in a QTL study. Data was collected in College Station, Texas in 2012 and 2013. While in Fowler, data was collected in 2011 and 12. Phenological evaluation was obtained for bloom date when 60 to 80% of blossoms open, and ripe date when 20% of fruit are pickable. While fruit development period was obtained from the number of days between bloom date and ripe date. All these individuals were genotyped using 9K SNP array for peach, and about 1,487 SNPs were used in QTL analysis. Pedigree-based analysis using Flex QTL was conducted for QTL identification, and haplotype analysis was done using PD haplotype package of R. This is the result of Flex QTL for bloom date. Three QTL were mapped in three different linkage groups at 1 and 4 and 7. The chromosome, the QTL at linkage 1 was common in all five data sets and with strong and decisive evidence. And the phenotypic variance explained by this QTL was ranged between 17 to 62%. And the QTL on linkage 4 was common in four data sets with positive and decisive evidence and explained between 11 to 55% of phenotypic variance. While the QTL on linkage 7 was consistent in three data set with decisive evidence and explain between 11 to 18% of phenotypic variation. The neurosense heritability for this trait was between 44% to 82%. The big deviation in the result was noticed in Environment California 11 that may attribute to consistent rains during the bloom date, which make lack of phenotypic data. Also, FlexQTL mapped major QTL for a ripe date on the middle part of linkage 4 with decisive evidence and explained between 40 to 54% of phenotypic variation. And narrow sense heritability was ranged between 59 to 82%. And same was for fruit development period. One major QTL was consistently mapped as middle part of linkage 4 with decisive evidence and explained between 36 to 62% of phenotypic variation. And neurosense was ranged for this trait between 67 to 83%. Interestingly, in this study, various detected QTL were clustered at a specific genomic region. In case of a bloom date, QTLs clustered at distal end of linkage 1. And as for ripe date and fruit development period, 9 QTLs from different locations were clustered at the middle part of linkage 4. This result illustrate that these traits are controlled by same gene. Also was supported by positive correlation between these two traits. And this is a haplotype analysis for a bloom date for the QTL on linkage 1. A total of 11 SNPs in a predicted QTL region were picked for the haplotyping. The result revealed 8 unique SNP haplotypes associated with a bloom date, in which haplotype 8 was most common haplotype among the others. And from diplotype effect, we were able to estimate each haplotype effect, then QTL genotype. For example, the lower bloom date values were associated with the individual containing haplotype 8, which suggesting this haplotype may associate with decreasing a blooming date. We were distinguish this haplotype by BB allele at the beginning and triple A at the end of the allele sequences, while the rest of the haplotype from 1 to 7 were associated with increasing a bloom date and were assigned as big Q. And we were able also to distinguish them by either AB allele or BA allele at the beginning of allele sequence. Also, the original sources of Q allele was traced back to the founders. For example, Victor, the small Q for Victor and TXW, both were inherited from the tropical beauty, and which derived from FLA3-2. While big Q for Victor were inherited from the unknown paternal parent of Gold Prince, and the rest of the breeding parents were in this study were considered founder because their ancestor that not exist anymore for genotyping. And this table show about 50, oh, showed 15 SNP marker that present in a predicted QTL region for both ripe date and fruit development period, since they were both sharing same interval. And we were able to distinguish, we discovered four unique SNP associated with the ripe date and fruit development period, in which haplotype 1 and 2 were associated with decreasing ripe date and fruit development period, while haplotype 4 and 3 were associated with increasing ripe date or fruit development period. And also there, we are able to distinguish this by multiple predictive SNP markers in the bold. And this box plot for diplotype effect for various combination of haplotypes for ripe date and fruit development period and bloom date on linkage 1, 4, and 7. You may notice here that that haplotype 4 and 3 were assigned as a big Q for increasing ripe date. But when when each of them combine with haplotype 1, which associate with the decreasing ripe date, we will notice the different effect between these two diplotypes. That is illustrated by the different magnitude of various haplotypes. And same was noticed in a fruit development period. If you see the haplotype H1, H2, they're both assigned for smaller q, but when they combine with a haplotype 4, which associated with decreasing fruit development period, we notice the different effect of haplotype. And same was true for bloom date. In conclusion, the three QTL for bloom date found on linkage 1, 4, and 7. And when major QTL was mapped on the middle part of linkage 4 for ripe date and fruit development period, and predictive SNPs and their original sources for desired QTL allele were identified. And next step to convert SNP haplotype to easy to use for high throughput marker for marker associated breeding. Thank you for your attention.
Great. Thank you very much. Time for one question.
Did late bloom dominate?
Repeat the question.
Okay. It's bloom date dominant?
Late.
No.
No.
It was like an additive effect, right?
Yes, additive. I actually conducted FlexQTL by big mix model based on Eric recommend. Then I conducted because I didn't find any dominant effect. Then I stuck with the additive model.
Okay.